Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. No biohazard suits or quarantine perimeters yet.
But Boston public health officials are treating a Back Bay measles case seriously, as the woman who came down with the disease works at the French consulate in a building shared by a number of businesses and approximately 2,000 other workers.
Why all the worry over what sounds like an old-fashioned disease? For one thing, measles has a 90% infection rate.
In addition to that case, there are reports of an outbreak of another disease, norovirus, at the Boston Conservatory of Music. Joining us now is Dr. Anita Berry, Director of the Infectious Disease Bureau for the Boston Public Health Commission. Welcome to Radio Boston, Dr. Berry.
Thank you.
So let me just ask you briefly, how is the vaccination campaign going so far at the building in Back Bay where this case was first detected?
Well, we had a vaccination clinic yesterday where we vaccinated 80 people. We aren't continuing to do vaccinations today, but depending on whether there are more cases, we may offer more vaccination clinics.
Let me ask you, I mean, we did mention that, you know, measles sounds like an old-fashioned disease, so really, why all the worry?
Well, it's true that most people who get measles will have a miserable several days and will recover, but that's not true for everyone. People who get measles who have any type of immunocompromise where their immune system doesn't work quite so well could have a very, very severe disease. Measles can also be very serious in young children. And in pregnant women, it's associated with a risk of miscarriage in some women. And even in otherwise healthy people who get measles, they can get a bacterial infection on top of it and end up with a pneumonia or an ear infection or something along those lines. So while most people certainly do recover, in a small number of people, it can be a very, very serious disease.
Mm. And I understand that also, as we mentioned, that measles has a 90% infection rate, meaning that those people who are unvaccinated, who encounter the pathogen, 90% of them are likely to come down with the disease. This woman who was the original case, who worked at the French consulate, she traveled by tea. She also visited a clinic in Roxbury last week. So is there worry that you might actually see a wave or a secondary wave in the coming, you know, 2 or 3 weeks here in Boston?
Yes, we're very concerned about that, and so we've increased our surveillance for cases. And in fact, earlier today we were notified about two suspect cases. Yes.
So does that make you think that it's sort of the disease has sort of jumped the boundaries of that Back Bay building?
Well, of the two suspect cases, one lived very near that initial case and likely had contact through that, and the other one frequented restaurants right at the building where the case worked and likely got exposed that way. We're still waiting for these cases to be confirmed through a blood test, but based on their symptoms, we're concerned that we are now seeing secondary cases of measles.
Hmm. Dr. Berry, I wonder if you could walk me through, briefly the process of making a potential outbreak or a disease carrier known to the greater public. For example, not the particular person who's carrying the disease, let me be clear. Because what I'm saying is that, you know, the woman who had the original measles case, she went to the doctor, I presume, you know, a week or two ago. But why is it only recently that the vaccination campaign has begun and that flyers were put up at that building in Back Bay to let people know? Why the lag in time?
Mm-hmm. So we were notified about this case last Friday. At that point, it was suspected of being measles. Late Friday night, we received a confirmation through a blood test that this was indeed measles. Over the long weekend, we worked with her employer to begin to identify people who had been exposed and to get them to get any records of immunizations that they had. People who couldn't document that they had prior immunizations were advised that they needed to stay home. They needed to refrain from public activities for 21 days after their last exposure. We did it that way because we believed those persons in the immediate work area were at the very highest risk. In addition, over the weekend, we were aware that the case had visited a neighborhood health center in Roxbury, and we began to work with them to identify other patients who had been in the waiting room when the case had been there. We had a list of 112 patients who were in the waiting room when the case was there, plus their family members. And so we've been spending several days trying to contact those people to see if they are immune by virtue of having a written record of vaccination, and if not, advising them to stay home, refrain from public activities.
So it takes time to contact people who you know may have come into contact.
Absolutely, and we work first with the groups we believe are at highest risk. As you mentioned, measles is very contagious. So on Tuesday, which was the first day after the long weekend, we had staff going down to the Park Square building where the case worked to assess the environment, to look at the work site. How big was the overall building? How many people? And based on that, we decided it would be a good plan to offer vaccination to anyone in the building. And yesterday, we vaccinated about 80 people.
Mm. And Dr. Berry, finally, Boston has had experience, you know, in, I guess, at least a decade ago with another measles outbreak. Is there any potential here for, you know, for this to become a really serious thing? And, we see dozens or even hundreds of people ill. What happened at that last measles outbreak?
The last measles outbreak that I think you're referring to is what happened in the John Hancock Tower.
That's right.
A number of years ago when the disease spread to others in the Hancock Tower, but also to sites around, people who worked part-time in the Hancock building and then in other office buildings, people who worked in restaurants around the Hancock Tower. So because measles is so contagious, of course the potential is there for spread. I think the good news is that there is a vaccine against measles that has been around for years, and it is very effective, the MMR vaccine. In Massachusetts, you are required to be vaccinated against measles to attend daycare, school, or colleges. So a lot of our population in Boston is likely to have been vaccinated. The other group, of course, that gets this vaccine pretty regularly is healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a pretty good number of them in Boston. So they're all likely to be immune to measles because they've been vaccinated. That being said, I worry there are people who have slipped through the cracks. And that's why we're encouraging people to, especially if they were in the area where the case worked, to check on their immune status and contact their primary care provider if they don't know that they're protected against measles.
And especially in this day and age where people are so mobile or able to travel far distances pretty quickly, I guess all public health officials in the greater Boston area are keeping their eyes open.
We hope so.
Dr. Anita Berry, Director of the Infectious Disease Bureau for the City of Boston, thank you so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Well, coming up after the break, MBTA General Manager Richard Davey on rolling back the T's Customer Bill of Rights.
And a bit later, Senator Scott Brown joins us. We'll take your calls for both of them at 800-423-8255. That's 800-423-TALK. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.